Welcome to episode 2 and season 4 of Morning Minutes. My name is Lena and it is good to be back with you. I hope you've told your friends about Morning Minutes, and if not, you can still do that today. I hope you've subscribed. Let me hit you up with Psalms chapter 3 today. We're just going to dig right in. We've got 5 minutes together or so, and so we don't waste any time here. Yesterday, we talked about sort of the way of happiness. Today, we're going to hit it right into a psalm of lament. These circumstances of this psalm are tough. My Bible writes this little psalm of David, the explanation of who the author is, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. This is a time when King David, who had been reigning successfully over the kingdom, had gone into sin with Bathsheba, and the result was that God said, your kids are going to end up, like, there's going to be problems in your family, and one of the cancer that hit his family as a result of his sin was that his son Absalom turned on him. And it's a sad story that you can read about in Samuel and the book of Kings. And man, it is an agonizing story, one of my saddest stories that I've ever read in the Word of God. So now David leaves the kingdom. He doesn't know if he's ever coming back. And he is just overwhelmed with sadness over what's happened in his family and probably the guilt of his sin and all that goes along with that. David, the man who was chosen after the heart of God. So Psalms chapter 3 reads this. Picture David just crying over this tragedy in his life. And in fact, my Bible has a little heading on top of it. It says, "Save me, oh my God." Remember, we're in a summer of hope. So even in the midst of this horrible sadness, there's hope. How? Let's read Psalms chapter 3. "O Lord, how many are my foes," David says. "Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God." Selah. "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill." Selah. "I laid down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people." Selah. The word Selah we'll see frequently used in the book of Psalms. The specific nature of the word is uncertain, but it may be a musical or liturgical direction. It is a pause. Think about a musical. You know, some of you are like, "Lena, take a Selah, take a pause." I will. But we got a lot to cover, and we're halfway through today's episode. So I call today's episode "Against All Odds." Do you feel like the odds are against you? Here's good news. When the odds are against me, God's presence is my peace. Where does David go when he's overwhelmed with grief? Man, he turns to God. And we're going to see this theme over and over in Scripture. In the midst of crushing circumstances, David looks to the Lord. This psalm is a lament as David considers how the Davidic covenant, prophesied in Psalm 2, by the way, which I didn't go over, how that Davidic covenant, the promise that God gave to David, could still be fulfilled in light of Absalom's rebellion. So he's looking at his life going, how in the world is God going to make order out of this mess? And yet there's hope. The enemy David refers to at the beginning of the verses refers to all the Israelites who were rising against him. These were his own people, people who had voted for him, who had worshipped with him, who had fought battles with him, and now were against him, siding with Absalom against him. These adversaries were not denying God's power, but they were questioning God's will to save David from his circumstances. Yet David found peace, and that peace was born as he expressed his deepest troubles to God and rested in God's presence. There's a calm and a peace that happens when you simply sit before God, mess and all, and don't try to fix it and just say, "God, I am burdened with grief. Help me." When the odds are against me, God's presence is my peace. When the odds are against me, even little blessings are miraculous. I love verse 5. "I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me." Every breath David's taken, he wakes up in the morning and he's aware, "God has kept me breathing." That is a blessing. We think of it as a little blessing. Yes, it's everything. It's everything, because if we don't breathe, we don't live. And yet he gives credit and praise to God. "God, you've kept me breathing." He remembers who God is. "God is my shield," he says in verse 3. He said he remembers what God does. "God, you're the lifter of my head." And then he remembers every little blessing. "I awoke and you sustained me." When the odds are against me, every little blessing is miraculous and we see it. Take a moment today and think about every little blessing in your life. Thank God for the miracle of life. Thirdly, when the odds are against me, God's always has my back. God's always got my back. When the odds are against me, God's always got my back. Listen, when you are not strong enough to save yourself, God is more than enough to save you. When you are not consistent enough to deserve salvation, remember David brought this upon himself. When you are not consistent enough to deserve salvation, God is faithful enough to deliver you and save you. God is the only one who can love everything that I am, despite everything that I'm not. Think about that for a minute. In other words, God knows you so well and he still loves you so much. This is what it means to be God-centered in your living, Christ-centered and not me-centered. Hey, how are you living today? Are the odds against you? Are you willing to enter into the presence of God to find your peace, to lay your burden at his feet and to say, God, I don't have the strength to go on, but my hope is in you. Isn't it an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? Hey, tell someone about this podcast. Share it with someone. Let them know that there is hope in the Lord, most importantly, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.